So we are talking about the first seven steps of the Buddha's mindfulness of breathing practice. And in the first step, we are to know the breath, know the physical sensations of the breath, just as the breath. In the breath, let there be just the breath. In other words, so when you breathe in, know that you breathe in. When you breathe out, know that you breathe out. It's kind of like reaching for the salt shaker, know that you are reaching for the salt shaker. The deep root of the meaning of the word mindfulness is recollectedness. In other words, don't forget that you're breathing in when you're breathing in. Don't forget that you're breathing out when you're breathing out. Breathing in long, know that you are breathing in long, or breathing out long. Breathing short, know that you are breathing short. That's the first step. The second step is to experience the whole body breathing. In other words, to open out into an awareness of the whole body sitting here as a body breathing. Just that. Other things will come, other things will go, thoughts, sensations, people's cell phones, what have you. You'll probably hear me cough. Let that come, let that go. Keep returning, keep falling into the experiencing of the whole body breathing. You're moving from knowing to experiencing. Keep falling into experiencing the whole body breathing like slipping into a warm bath. The third step is to what's called tranquilize or calm or bring to peace the sensations of breathing. That's where you are gently encouraging a quieting of the physical sensations of breathing, so the breath will get softer typically. You're not trying to control it, you're just kind of gently encouraging it to soften and quiet. And alongside that, encouraging the body as a whole to relax, quiet and soften, and the mind as well to quiet and soften too. That's the third step, tranquilizing the breath. The fourth step is a little tricky because people can get effortful about it. Try not to. It's to open up to and even encourage any feelings of pleasure in the body. Some of these come for some people, sometimes they don't come for others. Don't worry about this step, all right? On a long retreat, this particular step, bliss in the body, or rapture it's sometimes called, can be quite intense and very powerful. Here, in an evening meditation, it's unrealistic to expect, for most people, much more, if at all, than a little bit of a trickle, a little tickle in the body, kind of an arising kind of rush of pleasure that may last only a second or two. The fifth step is to, also can be a little challenging because it's about opening to positive emotion. In other words, it's to relax to and open to and encourage some joy. Joy on a spectrum from happiness to contentment to tranquility. All right? So you're not trying to stress about feeling good. You're opening up to the goodness, the happiness that may be present, often quite subtle, like contentment or peace. Then the sixth step is to experience the feeling tone of experience as positive, neutral, or pleasant, neutral, or unpleasant, and also to experience the labeling capacity of mind that recognizes what things are. This is more subtle. We're moving now well into the deep end of the pool. So if nothing else, try to be aware of when something is pleasant or unpleasant, or even best of all, notice when it's just neutral. Because the mind tends to not notice the neutral because it's not salient. All right? As well, see if you can watch what happens as the mind labels things, puts words on them, or through memory recognizes what they are. Oh, that's the sound of a door opening. Oh, that's me thinking about my to-do list. Oh, that's my stuff about being self-critical. Any of that is the function of what's called perceiving or perception, which is this labeling faculty of the mind. And in particular, if you can, track the craving and the suffering that bubbles forward like a little landslide or cascade from that act of feeling something that's pleasant and then recognizing what it is, or feeling something that's unpleasant and recognizing what it is. I'll say more about that. That's the sixth step. Okay? You're recognizing, you're experiencing the feeling tone, moment to moment of experience, and perceiving, or perception, as it's called in Buddhism. The seventh step is to tranquilize, or calm and quiet, those two things. The calm and quiet, the feeling tone of experience, which means really having a lot of neutral. And to also calm and quiet the perceiving function of the mind, which is continually labeling things and identifying them as this rather than that. And so one thing you can do is, we get more into it, when you try to experiment with relaxing the feeling tones of pleasant or unpleasant, is to open up to the neutral and to notice any boredom with the neutral and see if you can find, in a sense, a great peace in the neutral feeling tone, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Similarly, with regard to perceiving, when you're tranquilizing perceiving or tranquilizing that labeling function, let yourself not know what anything is. Let yourself not know what's going through your mind. Let yourself not need it to make any sense. Let yourself not need to stitch thoughts together to form some kind of meaningful sequence or order or coherence. Okay? And then we'll see what happens. So let's begin. Take your seat. Be comfortable. Open up to your own naturalness of being ardent, diligent, resolute, and mindful. Contact the sincerity of your own intention, the realness of your longings, your aspirations, your intentions here tonight. Know that you will be doing two things in this meditation. You will be gently encouraging certain states of mind, and you will be aware of what happens then. And know that, as with any kind of learning, in the beginning, sometimes it's a little difficult. Something may not come. But hang in there. Hang in there. And you may discover that while an earlier step had some difficulty for you, just keep going. And the later ones may really bear fruit. Go at your own pace if you like. That said, I will keep us moving along to get through all seven steps, and particularly emphasize and take time for the last two, since those are the new ones from last week. All right. Be aware of your body . Feel free to adjust your posture, physical pain is not something to be resisted, but if you can help your body move out of pain by adjusting your body, please feel free to do that. Know that you are breathing. Know the sensations of breathing from beginning to end, each breath one after the other. Allowing sounds, other sensations, thoughts, emotions, desires, all the rest, allowing them to come and go in the open spaciousness of mind, continually renouncing them and returning to a sweet devotion to the breath. For this time, given over to the sensations of breathing and laying down, abandoning everything else. Breathing in, know that you are breathing in. Breathing out, know that you are breathing out. Breathing short, know that you are breathing short. Breathing long, know that you are breathing long. Be aware of the whole body as you breathe. Noticing how so many parts of the body move with each breath. The belly, the hips, the knees, even the ankles. The neck and head, simply being a body breathing, receiving a breath and then releasing it. Relaxing control, relaxing the sense of being someone who's doing something. No work needs to be done here. For this time, there's nowhere to go. No one you need to be. Continue experiencing the whole body breathing while relaxing, softening, and quieting the body breathing, tranquilizing the breath. Without effort, gradually quieting and calming the breath. As your breathing quiets, let your body quiet too. Let your mind quiet as well, with a sense, perhaps, of a boundless, open spaciousness. Through which, from time to time, little clouds of thought come and go, moving through the vast sky. Allowing your body and mind to remain very quiet, open to, even encourage, and see if there will come little trickles or currents or bursts of pleasure in the body, little moments of rapture or bliss. If rising bursts of rapture don't come, that's perfectly fine. And keep gently helping your mind and body quiet, becoming ever more deeply absorbed in breathing. without struggle, open to and encourage gentle feelings of happiness. It's fine to think of something that makes you feel happy. Perhaps a friend, a pet, a child, a sunset. Happiness on a continuum, often quite subtle, gratitude, gladness, contentment, tranquility. Experience breathing in happiness. Experience breathing out happiness. Happiness, well-being, positive emotions of any kind, woven into the breath. Happiness, perhaps, breathing the body. perhaps sensing the happiness of breathing, a simple, quiet gladness, perhaps, filling your whole body like water soaking into a sponge. Some quality of basic well-being filling you, containing whatever sorrows and pain may be there, but like a great body of water soaking into you. Being the field that contains everything else. A well-being body breathing. Be aware of the feeling tone of experience. Pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, and sometimes even a combination of these. If there seems to be no feeling tone, that's the neutral feeling tone. Breathing in, experience the feeling tone of experience. Breathing out, experience the feeling tone. You can softly note in the back of your mind, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Watch the mind moving into liking the pleasant or disliking the unpleasant or tending to ignore the neutral. also watch the tendency of the mind to label things. Much of the time, this labeling is nonverbal or quasi-verbal. Sometimes it's outright verbal. This labeling often follows the feeling tone or is mixed up in it. This labeling or perceiving function tracks what things are like. So it's associated with memory. Experience the feeling tone and the perceiving function arising and intertwining separately and together. And now explore quieting, tranquilizing the feeling tones. Letting things be whatever they are without adding pleasant or unpleasant to them. Opening out to a great peaceful quiet. Untroubled by pleasant or unpleasant. And alongside this, explore quieting, tranquilizing the perceiving function, the labeling or knowing function. Let the mind just be, without needing to know what anything is, what any sound is, the location of any sensation, the meaning of any thought, how anything is connected to anything else. Simply present, being, without knowing what anything is. There is simply sound or sensation without liking or labeling, disliking or labeling added.